KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for essentially the western half of the state from about 10 p.m. tonight until noon Friday, except for the far west and southwest counties, where the advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. on Friday. Freezing drizzle is expected this afternoon and overnight, with a total ice accumulation of less than 1/10 of an inch. And again, that's mainly west of Interstate 35. Taking a look at the news, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Authorities in Fremont County report a body was found late Tuesday evening on Interstate 29 north of Thurman. The Iowa DCI was involved in the investigation, and there were no other details released yesterday. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning approved an employment agreement with retired Cass County Engineer Charles Marker to serve as the temporary or interim county engineer. The agreement calls for Marker to be paid $50 per hour on an as-needed basis, and the stipulation that he provide a monthly report on hours worked and services provided during those hours. Marker had previously served as a Cass County engineer for 16 years before retiring in 2016. In other business, the Board of Supervisors yesterday heard from current County Engineer Rich Hansen, who provided an update on their various fall construction projects, which are beginning to get wrapped up.
Our Lewis Road is shouldered, center lines painted. All we have left down there is to do the safety rumble strips, 2 foot wide. That'll be done in the spring. They can mill them now, but they got to seal them with some fog or some type of oil, so it's too cold to do that, so they're carrying that over till spring. Same way with Olive Street. The shoulder's done, everything's done except the rumble strips, the safety rumble strips, and the railroad approaches.
And with regard to those railroad approaches, Hansen said,
the railroad's been a little difficult to work with to get a permit to work close to them, and by the time we got it, the daylight hours weren't conducive to the caliber concrete, which is doing the work. They didn't think there's enough time, so we'll carry that over till spring also.
And work is wrapping up on the last box culvert under the County Road G35.
The dirt was put in. It's all up to grade yesterday, and we're rocking it today, so it should be open, if not today, definitely Monday mornings.
And the West Central Community Action Executive Director Wendy Mueller presented the board with an annual report of services the organization provided to Cass County residents during fiscal year 2019. Mueller also asked for a county contribution of $4,000, which is the same as last year. The board took the request under advisement and will act during budget time on approval. In her report, Mueller said their client demographics show they served 656 households, which consisted of over 1,500 individuals.
Of those households that were served, 45 were single-person households. 56% have an income below 100% of the federal poverty guideline. 71% were on a monthly fixed income. 60% of those clients did rent their home, and 42% were between the ages of 18 and 54 years of age.
WCCA provided numerous services to Cass County residents, including two Head Start classrooms in Atlantic, which served 32 children. One of the classrooms was in collaboration with the Atlantic Community School District. They also worked with Child Care Resource and Referral to improve overall child care. Mueller said they offered the senior employment program with three participants, and she said 450 households in Cass County receive utility assistance through LIHEAP, a low-income home energy assistance program. In total, more than $1.3 million worth of WCCA services were provided to Cass County in the last fiscal year. One person complained of neck pain following a collision that happened a little after 1 p.m. on Wednesday in Atlantic, just west of 7th and Plum Streets. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue told KJAN News a non-contact semi was traveling east on 7th and slowed for traffic waiting to stop at the light and to allow a Buick passenger car to exit a parking lot near Brown Electric. The driver of the car proceeded to cross the eastbound lane in an attempt to turn left or west onto 7th when his car was struck by a GMC pickup that was eastbound in the turning lane in advance of turning north at the intersection to enter the Orchelands parking lot. A passenger in the Buick was transported to CCMH to be checked out. No names were released. The accident remained under investigation. In our funeral announcements, Vera Lucille Lucy Heckman of Guthrie Center died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Lucy Heckman will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Everett Went, age 94, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Everett Wendt will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Myrna Akers, age 81, of Brayton, died Monday. Funeral services for Myrna Akers will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Leo, age 71, of Panora, died November 6th. A celebration of life gathering for Linda Leo will be held Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Port on Lake Panorama in Panora. Toyig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Marion Finnell, age 92, of Atlantic, died November 20th. Funeral services for Marion Finnell will be held at the Roland Funeral Home on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Eric Coop Martison, age 43, of DeSoto and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday. A visitation with the family of Eric Coop Martison will be Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Carmen Grable, age 26, of Hamlin and formerly of Manning, died Saturday as a result of a traffic accident. A visitation for Carmen Grable will be held this Sunday from 3 until 7 p.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.